From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is in Brussels to take part in a two-day NATO summit. Before his arrival, he tweeted, "Many countries in NATO are not only short of their current commitment of 2%, but are delinquent for many years in payments that have not been made." Security analyst Joe Burton, a senior lecturer at the University of Waikato in New Zealand, said spending will likely be the top issue at this year's summit, but added Mr. Trump mischaracterizes the nature of the commitments of the other members of NATO.
It's not a question, really, I think, of European powers being delinquent in their payments or owing the US money in this sense. I think that there's a recognition that European countries do need to spend more on defense and are working towards that. There are an estimated 15 or 16 NATO countries which will, I think, reach the 2% GDP target by 2024. But the commitment on their part was always to work towards that target. That is the language in the commitment, rather than definitively reach that target.
The president is also expected to affirm U.S. support for the NATO Charter's Article 15 provision, whereby an attack on one member is considered an attack on all. Mr. Trump will also visit the United Kingdom and meet his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin Monday in Helsinki. A spokeswoman for the U.N. Office for the High Commissioner for Human Rights said more than 230 civilians were killed, dozens of women and girls raped in attacks early this year in South Sudan.
In attacks by government and allied forces and armed youth on these villages in opposition-controlled areas.
The global agency said elderly and disabled civilians were also burned alive in an attack on dozens of villages between April 16 and May 24 in Unity State. This is VOA.